I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We would like to talk about what makes you cool.
Yeah.
And here's the thing of why we started exploring what makes you cool. And if you haven't heard this story, you may not think this is cool. I think it's one of the coolest things I've ever heard.
I'm with you.
David Arquette, who, when I think of David Arquette, I think he's probably one of the least cool humans on the face of the planet Earth. But now that I know this about him, I'm going to erect statues to him. David Arquette is a certified Bob Ross painting instructor.
Heck yeah, Bob Ross.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, it means you're certified to teach others around the world.
He said he took a Bob Ross instructional course. He said he's so calming, he's so amazing, and the way he paints is so fast. He was obsessed with it. He reached out to BobRoss.com and asked how he could learn to... I mean, when I was young...
Mm-hmm.
When I was hammered, I would come home and watch...
Watch some Bob.
Was he on Channel 12 or something?
6, my TV. Yeah, PBS.
Yeah, we had another public... We had one on 6 and one on 12. So yeah, okay. I think you could catch him
nice.
At any time.
Probably
like,
on both channels.
Happy Little Trees.
Oh yeah.
Bob.
We don't make mistakes. We make happy accidents.
Oh!
Yeah.
That's... Someday, I want to be that amount of cool.
Right. So David Arquette is cool now.
I mean, I could go to BobRoss.com and do it, but now I'd just be
copying,
I'd be doing
the cool.
It. Yes.
Yeah.
And then you're not cool, right?
Yeah, that's true. That makes you uncool.
We found some different things that make you cool. And the more we looked at the list of these things, you were just saying it. I think the people who strive for cool. Okay, there's two ways you can be. I don't know how to come at this. If you strive to be cool, you're never going to be cool.
Thank you.
And if you strive for your coolness by being unique,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be even less cool.
Thank you.
If you're actually just unique, it can make you cool.
Totally understandable.
I don't want to say this to you, but I have no choice. The fact that we can be in a really cool situation, like we get to meet Taylor Swift and what, like we can be in like one of the most cool VIP things and someone will say something ridiculous like about Taft as a president and you'll spew three facts about
Taft.
Okay,
that's not cool. That's not cool at all.
Is actually one of the things that makes you so effing cool.
What?
I can't even see straight. Yes.
Get out,
because
dude.
Because you don't give a crap that it might come off as not cool. You don't care.
Okay. I see what you're
That's
saying.
That's what makes it.
Whenever I do that, I always want to just punch myself in the face.
I know, because you text me later, it's like,
why did you shut me up?
Because
tackle me.
Because you're talking about Taft.
And nobody cares, and that's geeky, and it's not cool.
I think that makes you cool, dude.
Yeah,
I don't know how else to say it.
Because I don't care. I just spew my uncoolness, and then that makes me, because I don't care.
Yes.
Wow.
I know that sounds bizarre.
Slacker, did you know that President Taft was...
if you had a fact for Taft right now, I would just... I'd start stripping
facts
clothes off.
Facts for Taft.
Yes.
Taft facts.
So then there's this fitness enthusiast in Armenia. This is what makes him cool. He just set the record for handstand pushups.
Oh, this is wicked. This guy is
He's 25 years old, and he completed 37 reps in 1 minute.
Gotta respect that.
And before the show, while we were reading this, Little D made 37 attempts to even get up into a handstand.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Unable to ever even successfully get into one.
Kind of, not quite, but it took a lot more work than I was expecting. I have a new respect for that guy.
Heck yeah.
That makes him cool.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
The fact that like you choose one thing and you're like, I'm going to go crush that. I'm going to be the best at that. Not because it's going to make you cool.
Exactly.
But because you've actually literally just chosen.
That's what makes him cool.
Here's some other people who are cool. Somebody's been stalked by a jaguar in the Amazon jungle at 4:45 in the morning. Cool or
Ooh,
not cool?
No, that's cool.
So cool, right?
That's bad.
You know you're like, how many people have that? That's another thing that makes you cool. Is if you have something about you that you know what? Probably nobody else has done that.
Right.
Didn't you
what?
Smoke a joint on a president's head?
Why do you always remember
because
that?
Because that kind of, even though I don't do drugs yeah. or don't desecrate national monuments okay. or don't yes. do things illegal okay, inside right. national yeah. parks,
okay. yes.
in some weird yes. twisted way, those three wrongs come together.
Is that wicked cool?
And kind of make you cool.
Yeah.
Whose head were you on?
It was Washington's. It was me and three or four other dudes. And we were stood there on top of Mount Rushmore when the sun was coming up and we passed a J amongst us. And it was pretty cool.
Somebody else solved a Wheel of Fortune puzzle with no letters on the board.
Okay, that's wicked cool.
I've gotten close to that. When the clue is obvious.
Yeah, that's more lucky guess than it is cool. I mean,
if you do it more than once, you're cool.
Well, it's kind of like the game that you guys play all the time. Filling in the words and the letters and stuff. And
Wordscapes?
Is that what it is? Is that cool?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say no. I mean, I am 7,000 levels above anybody that I know that's playing it. And guess what?
That's cool, though.
No one
cares. It's not cool.
Well, I mean, if it's sort of what I said about you with Taft and Taylor Swift, then it is kind of cool. But it's parlayed into zero for me.
Oh, okay. So that makes it kind of
like I'm not in the airport and some Hawaiian tropic model walks by and is like, are you really on that level? What? I'm still in jungle. It doesn't. Because there's people who think Candy Crush makes them cool. And I think, I don't know. Because Candy Crush got so popular. I don't think Wordscapes got popular. So me being a master of a game that nobody gives a flying F about might actually make it cool. But didn't we talk to some girl who's like, I'm a level 5,000 in Candy yes. Crush. And was like, I didn't even know there was something past 100.
So that makes her cool.
I don't know, man. It might make her not cool. Wait, let's decide right now. Is she cool?
No.
Okay.
Well, that's one vote. Where are you at?
That's probably not cool.
I'm going to make her cool.
You know what? If anybody could do something that I can't do, then that's cool. Yeah.
All right. So what this we're going to give you a radio station to tell us what it is about you. Are you Bob Ross certified?
Nice.
Are you on level 7,001?
Whoa.
On Candy Crush? If you're past, hold on. I'll let everybody know where I'm at on Wordscapes.
Okay.
If anybody can give them a little better than me, what?
Do you know Taft was the last acting president to have facial hair?
Dude, that's cool. Taft suddenly is cool.
Nobody's had facial hair since then?
Nope. I know, weird, huh?
Oh my God, nobody has facial hair.
Not a goatee or
you feel like Trump would like rock a goatee, right?
Or no.
Just a flavor saver. Just a bright red little.
I see that strap, the David Ortiz or Tunnel strap that comes up. Yeah.
Hey, Trump, we know you're listening. Grow some facial hair, would you? You'll be the first since Taft. All right. So if you've got something that makes you unbelievably cool, your claim to fame in life, we want to hear what it is. Cindy?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. What makes you cool?
It's not me. It's actually my grandparents.
Okay.
They have played golf in all 50 states.
Wow.
That makes them cool.
That's cool.
That is wicked.
Even in Alaska?
Yeah, North
Even
Dakota.
In Alaska. Yeah.
Are there golf courses in North Dakota?
Spare like 9 holes, sometimes 3. You just got to play them over and
putt,
over.
Putt.
Yes.
You had to get it through the windmill. You don't even get it. It went through a windmill and then it went around. And that is.
Well,
and
that windmill was going really, really fast too in North Dakota, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So they just jumped in an RV and just like old people do, just travel around in an RV and just play golf.
Oh, they were a little too snooty for RVs, so they flew everywhere.
Private jet to all the courses.
Good for them.
That's cool. That I will admit that makes them cool.
Yeah.
I haven't even barely played golf in this state. So.
And I was with you. We were good at drinking and driving the cart, but outside of that.
Yes, I can say I've drank Patron on several courses in Colorado. Does that make me cool?
Yep.
Taylor?
Yai.
What makes you cool?
Basically, well, my local newspaper declared me world's best photographer of people who take pictures of... I take pictures of basically people covered in honey.
I think what makes you cool is the fact that you have such a silver tongue that you can talk people in. Hey, can you come over to my house? Because I want to pour honey all over you and take pictures.
Is that cool? Okay.
I really have to talk people into it. It takes a lot of work. That's half the work.
How many people have you covered in honey?
Probably like 8 or 9.
Wow.
Is there any chance you jump on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page and post a couple of your pictures or post a link to you?
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I will.
Oh, good for you.
I guess my final question would be, is there any chance you'd bring over, I don't know, 50, 60 gallons of honey and do the next Slacker and Steve photo shoot?
Wow.
I feel like I fare pretty well in that because I don't have hair on my head.
Oh, right. That was
at the end of the day for Steve.
That would kind of
the honey photo shoot is not going to be great.
Honey photo shoot.
Thank you for the call, Taylor. Put that up on our Facebook page, okay? Logan.
Yes.
What makes you cool?
So I've seen the Cubs play in Wrigley Field about 15 times. Never seen them lose one.
Get out.
You're kidding.
What are the odds of that?
I know. Extremely weird, but I've never seen them lose. I was an intern in Chicago one summer and never seen them lose. We had season tickets.
Wow, that is that you should have. You're like the mascot.
They should put you on the payroll. Pay you,
yeah, it's like, to be.
Oh my God, we're on a losing streak. Fly Logan up here.
I wish.
That's kind
that
of.
That is cool, Logan.
You got a good streak going.
Yeah.
Thanks, Logan. Ree?
Yay!
What makes you cool?
Listen, I lived in New Zealand for a number of years with my family, and I brought the final Space Shuttle Discovery crew to New Zealand after they had a terrible earthquake that flattened Christchurch. And they went on a goodwill tour. I took them around Christchurch to all the schools where all the kids were in.
You were like their liaison?
I did. I raised money to bring them, and I scooted them around. I had the American ambassador there. We went to all these schools, and it was this beautiful hope mission, never giving up on your dreams, and they loved it.
How did you get that gig? What qualified you to be the one to do that?
I happened to go to high school with an astronaut and found out that you can apply to NASA to get the astronauts to come. You have to kind of fund the trip. So I got all these businesses where I lived in Hamilton. I raised $40,000 in 2 days.
Jeez.
And then organized it and had them all come. They all six of them came. It was awesome.
God, that is wicked cool.
That's clout. You did, and like,
yeah.
Did it turn into anything, or did you kind of become famous in New Zealand?
I didn't tell people it was me, but you know, I had them on the news. I really pushed to get media. They were picked up in Australia. It was also a thing I wanted to do because I worked for a city. I was the manager of the business improvement district where I lived. I wanted to because the tourism industry was flat then, of course, as you can imagine.
Wow.
The place was raised. And so I had going on kind of little tourism things around Christchurch. It was nowhere near where I lived. I didn't know anyone there.
Wow.
I wanted to help them. It was super cool. So, yeah, they were picked up in India and the UK. And, you know, it kind of got around. But my name wasn't associated with it, which.
But that doesn't. You don't need your name associated.
You're so cool, Ree.
You're way cool. If you still want to tell us what makes you cool or see pictures of people covered in honey, because that's going to be up on there. We want you to head over to the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.